It's we should focus now to bring in the public protector, that advocate Koleka. In fact, Koleka Kalega, she will join us in this conversation. Remember that yesterday she was in the province, and we had obviously scheduled the meeting with her yesterday. But unfortunately, there was a meeting that ate our time, so she apologized, but she opted to come in today. And let's try and track her. That's the public protector of South Africa, advocate Koleka Kalega. She joins us now in conversation. Public protector, good evening. Really appreciate you making the time to speak to us this evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. Yesterday, you were in the province. You met up with the premier and the executive and the officials of the legislature and many other leaders of the government here in the province of Mpumalanga. Your honest reflection of the outcomes of that particular meeting, public protector?
Good evening to the listeners. We had a very fruitful meeting. It was really a meeting of reflection of the state of matters that we receive from members of the public in the province, our stakeholder relations with the government in the Mpumalanga province, our interactions, and really a way forward on how can we work together in line with the Constitution, which says that state organs shall assist the public protector in executing her mandate. So, which basically means that state institutions actually have a responsibility, you know, on being responsive, on implementing the remedial actions or recommendations in instances where we make recommendations. But also look into areas of collaboration, you know, which is very critical on matters of public participation, our outreach programs. And also they quite welcomed the satellite office, which we will be opening by the end of this quarter at the Gwamhlanga area, so that we are also able to be accessible to the community in that particular jurisdiction.
PP, you've urged the executive to expedite the process of resolving complaints. Do you gather that you know your office or the offices of the public protector are inundated with requests to investigate purely as a result of Mpumalanga not adequately resolving its complaints?
Well, look, there are several areas of complaints that we receive. For some, it's undue delay for them to respond to the public. Maladministration, service delivery in the main, you know. So there's a number of areas. And yes, what the people complain about is lack of or slow delivery of services, or even lack of, or taking some time to respond to members of the public when they approach government on certain aspects in which they seek answers.
Now let's look into your visit to the province. Maybe in your view, do you, or rather, what do you make of the province rising issue on issues of maladministration and improper conduct?
Look, I think our visit there, one is trying to build relations, making them aware. Unfortunately, it's a leadership that hasn't been in office for even a year. So at least they will be moving from a footing that they know the challenges that their province or their government is faced with through the lens of the public protector. But I'm quite optimistic because the premier, the speaker, and the rest of the leadership of both the legislature and the government that attended the meeting seemed quite interested in ensuring that these matters are resolved. How can we look into resolving the systemic challenges? Because it's not just about resolving an individual case, but it's about looking at the root causes of this. So that was quite encouraging for me.
Public Protector, you've also released the report of investigation into the root cause of administrative challenges to address public complaints regarding inadequate level of service delivery by key, obviously, role players. And one of those role players is the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. And what your report spoke to, or rather spoke in relation to what that department needs to address, is obviously post after you've visited or inspected about 38 courts in the country. And when it comes to Mpumalanga, you said the courts, or in fact the report says they are old and dilapidated court buildings, such as the Magistrate Court of Nelspruit, Pietersdorp and Gapogweni. That's in the context just only of Mpumalanga. How much of an appetite from the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, have actually responded to the Office of the Public Protector to say, in fact, we have a plan in addressing this particular issue that you've picked up in your report?
They've responded quite well. I mean, even before we finalized this investigation, the Department of Justice was starting to give us some implementation areas. By the time we concluded the report and to date, some improvements have been made in certain areas. So they have an implementation plan, which they are actually following through in ensuring that they restore the infrastructure and the working conditions, really, of those who work around the courts. So it is a work in progress. And we even met the Minister of Justice, who also committed to ensure oversight over the implementation plan that has been produced by the Department of Justice.
Public Protector, how much of when the report is out, do you then also, do somewhat of an investigative process into whether these particular notes that have been pointed out in the report are being implemented? Because I gather that, yes, the department did, commit and somewhat showed a plan, but versus what is on the ground, I mean, I can tell you now, Public Protector, that in fact, before the end of 2024, we had conversations with officers of the different courts, including the courts which were flagged in your report. Nothing has gone into that. Particularly, the situation has gone even from bad to even worse.
Look, we follow up on the enforcement of our remedial actions. And I think what we need to take cognizance of is that government processes, you don't just wake up today and go and build. there's a procurement process that is in place, which the department has committed to, and they update us on the progress thereof. But also taking into cognizance that there's a budgeting process within government. So therefore, it needs to go through that budgeting process, which is a process that the department has committed to. So we do follow up on our remedial action. And as a result, we know that I think now about between 15 or 20% or so of the remedial action is being implemented, meaning that there's very clear time frames, there's implementation plans and so forth. And we're not going to see results overnight. They can't build all these courts, because basically the challenge is almost through all the courts in the country. So we've also asked them to do an audit of these. So it's not going to happen over one financial year or over a few months. But what is important to us is that the plan that is being produced is being followed up upon. Our investigators in provinces are actually even going to do inspections in certain areas if the department or any other state organ then reports that, no, this is complete or we are halfway through, we actually do go through to verify these. As a result, you know, the implementation of the remedial action of the public protector at large has increased significantly. We actually come from an era where we were at 0.05, which is just over 2 years ago. Currently, we are sitting at 39% of implementation of remedial action. In respect of Mpumalanga, we are sitting at 16.6%. That's why it necessitated that we actually meet the leadership of Mpumalanga and discuss this with them. And they have promised that they are going to turn the tide and things are going to change. You know, they are really going to crack the whip when it comes to implementation of remedial action, because that's precisely where we see the impact of the work that the public protector is doing. And that is what changes the prejudice and changes the lives of people.
So this 66% public protector, is it below the national percentage point in terms of these remedial actions?
Mpumalanga, 66% is non-implementation.
Sure.
Their implementation 16.6 and partially implemented is also around 16%. So it is way below the national average. The national average is currently sitting at 39%.
Sure. Yeah, that's not a good picture indeed that you've just painted there, public protector.
Not at all. But
from what you know, from what I gathered from what the premier said, is that there is an appetite to actually address some of the things that you've raised with them. You know, among the many other issues was also this dispute resolution. Maybe talk to us around that before I let you go.
Yes. Definitely. Look, part of the public protector's mandate is alternative dispute resolution mechanism. It's not every matter that we want to investigate. Some matters can be finalized as quickly. And one of the reasons why the public protector was established is to be an alternative to the courts, to ensure that people receive remedies or there's recourse to their grievances as soon as possible. So part of that is ensuring dispute resolutions. But as well, we encourage state organs to have their own dispute resolution mechanisms, which the Premier and his executive, as well as the Speaker, have accepted greatly, you know, that indeed it is what is required, particularly in COCTA, you know, dealing with municipalities. Those kind of issues are important because some of these things has to do with electricity and water. So it's things that is within their reach, within their power. And also the public protector is not there to replace government. It is there to assist government and complement and strengthen our democracy. But government must continue to do its work. So these dispute resolution mechanisms, whether it's an office or an officer who does that of tracking of complaints, it's a line that they have, taking particular complaints and responding to those as speedily as they can to show that they, indeed they are responsive to their communities as it is expected of them by the Constitution of the Republic.
Public Protector, really appreciate you making time to speak to us. We wish you all the best, and we'll hope to touch base with you when you come back just before this first quarter of the year when you launch the satellite office, and we hope to interact with you. But all the best in the work that you're going to be doing.
Thank you very much. We really hope to see you there so that you connect the people of Mpumalanga with the work that you'll be doing in that office.
Without a doubt. There you have it. It's the public protector of South Africa. That's Advocate Kolega Qaleka talking to us this evening.